Good morning. I'm Louis Steins, your host for Focus on Campus. And join us today are two history professors, actually history professor and a political science professor. First, one that you all know, we love him very much, Dr. Anthony Kruszewski from political science here at UTEP. And our guest from Poland is Dr. Beata Haliska. And she has written a book, Borderlands Biography, the story of Dr. Kruszewski, Wartime Europe, and Postwar America. Thank you both very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting
us. Start with you, first of all, Beata. How did this come about?
I met Tony Kruszewski in a conference in Warsaw. I was presenting a topic of my research about Polish-German border, because I am dealing with borders in the history. And Tony was fascinated because my presentation, because it was exactly the same or very similar topic as his PhD work at the University of Chicago. He was also working on Polish-German borders. And so we get know and started to talk. And Tony invited me to El Paso to give a talk, a lecture. So I was very happy to visit your city, your university, first time 2013. And I get know many people here, very friendly, very nice people. I like it very much. So we planned together my stay as visiting professor in El Paso. So I was able to come 2016 to teach at the university in the Department of History and Department of Political Science, and to spend time with all his friends and colleagues. And at that time, we started to talk about Tony's autobiography. And so we started to do interviews, and I recognized what a fascinating, interesting, full of events, full of interesting points the life is. And it was a great pleasure for me to work with Tony Kruszewski.
And this book first came out in 2019 in Polish, right?
Yeah. Because we did those interviews in Polish. We talked to each other in Polish, of course. And for me, it is much more familiar to write in my own language in Polish.
You have quite a history, Dr. Kruszewski. And you started during World War II when you were 15.
The war started when I was 11, but I joined the resistance movement at the age of 15. Yeah, obviously, we never expected the war would come that soon. We were on vacation and on the Polish-German border. This was my first encounter with the borders, and I was fascinated. Border on one side of the lake was Poland, on the other side of the lake was Germany. And I asked my mother about borders generally. And then 2 days before Germans attacked Poland on the 1st of September 1939, I was 11 years old, and we went to Warsaw, and there was nothing in the stores. And that day, the German Nazi planes attacked us, and I was sent for milk and bread by my mother to the store downstairs. And I said, Mama, Polish planes are in the air. And they were German, then they were bombing us.
You mentioned that you went downstairs to buy bread, yeah. And there was nothing. You saw the planes. What happened to your mother? Was she able
my
to escape?
My mother was teaching in the underground school. And then after Warsaw Uprising 1944, in which I participated, Germans were dividing families. And my mother was her mother, my grandma, and she asked the German not to divide them, because Germans, by rule, were dividing the Nazis, dividing families. And for asking that in German, she was perfect in German, she was sent to concentration camp, Ravensbrück, and died there. And my grandmother died on the railroad station, as my mother predicted, very soon. But luckily, she died among the Poles because she was still in Poland.
Let me get back to you, Beata. What about when you decided to write this and you started interviewing people, was it difficult to find people who had experienced as much as Tony did, or perhaps even people who remember that?
First of all, working with Tony was really very, very fascinating work, because he has an amazing remembering. He knows so many facts, so many names. He remembers facts which were 70 years ago very exactly. So it was already a very good source for me just to write down the translation, the transcription of the interviews. And his stories were really very interesting. But of course, my work was to look for another sources, make research in archive. look for literature about these events, about facts he was describing to me. And I was looking for people who were working with him, his family members, colleagues of him, and just to interview also a person of his on his way of life. So there were different ways I was working on this book and collecting information. And the big challenge was, I would say, just to put his exceptional life in a broader context, because we have so many stages of his life. World War II, Warsaw. Then we have, he was prisoner of war in Germany. Then he was in Polish army in the West in Italy. Then he was in Great Britain as an immigrant. Then he moved to United States. So there are many places and different historical contexts. And I had to explain all this context just to make readers aware what is going on in this story. So I visited many archives, like in Paris and London, in Warsaw, of course. I went to Chicago. I was here in El Paso. And on this way, I collect enough material to write it. And it was really a big pleasure to work with this material.
And it's a big book. It's not just a little thin thing. It's a big book, Dr. Khrushchevsky. The book says post-Europe and also post-war America. So let's talk a little bit about when the war ended and you came to the United States, about your experience here.
Yeah, the war ended. And I was a Polish veteran at that time, but since under international law they could not demobilize Polish army, which was under control of the legal Polish government that existed in London during World War II, so they transferred us to Great Britain, and we joined the British army, and I became a British veteran, and they demobilized us as a British soldier, British army. And I started working, but I discovered very soon that college was for the rich, and I couldn't finish. And my mother told me that she programmed me to be either professor or diplomat. And she programmed me that way. So pointing always University of Warsaw, saying, this is the campus you are going to study very soon. Of course, I never studied at that campus because Nazis came, obviously. So in England, after 5 years in England, I decided to go to America. And this was the best decision of my life, because what I achieved, I would not have achieved in England. I would have a comfortable life in England, but I wouldn't probably even graduate because it was too expensive. I didn't have any money. I was working as an accountant. In my first life, I was an accountant. And I would have home, probably car, house, but that's about all. But here, they gave me a scholarship. I had straight A grades. And they was treated first as a British-Polish veteran and then as a U.S. veteran, because General Eisenhower, Commander-in-Chief of Congress of the United States, gave Polish Armed Forces status of veterans. And they accepted, under Act of Congress, accepted 18,000 Polish ex-servicemen veterans like myself to U.S. And I came, West young man, with $51 in my pocket, I went to America, to Chicago. And first I studied at Northwestern University, which was a good university, but I transferred to Chicago, which is one of the best universities in the country, and had the number four best political science department in the whole United States. So this was my best decision of my life. And then I met my wife, who was an actress in Chicago. She was a very famous actress by that time, young actress recruited by the legitimate Polish theater in Chicago. I traveled all over America. I was Polish classical plays, and I was a student at the University of Chicago. And I have to add that without June, I probably wouldn't have finished half of what I finished. She always pressed me, you can do much better, work harder, and all that. So half of what I achieved was due to June.
And at what point did you decide to come to El Paso, and did you ever imagine that you would be living in another border town?
Well, you know, that little episode from Polish-German border created in my mind interest in borders. So, and of course, Polish borders initially, European borders were changing because of the war. And then at the University of Chicago, I wrote a PhD dissertation on the new Polish-German border, which was shifted to the west. Poland was shifted 150 miles to the west, and a new border was created. And Professor Halicka lives very close to that border, incidentally. And when I came to America, I actually found the first job, teaching job myself, because I thought if I have to teach outside in a small college outside Kansas City, I prefer it to be close to Montreal. And I was in the last American city across the border from Montreal. And it was many Canadian students who were coming. Half of my classes were Canadian. So I was on the border. And then they made me chairman of the department in 1 year. And I had additional duties, but the college didn't have MA initially, and it was developing into much larger, but would not have developed as rapidly. And I lost because of the war, because of the war and emigration. I lost so many years. I was about 10 years older than average PhD student that I decided to look for a better position. And I got an offer from UTEP, which was at that time a college of 8,000. Now it's a university, research university, first research university of Latinos, actually Latino Americans. And I came to El Paso, invited by Ken Beasley to New York because we didn't have money at that time. We were a small college. He interviewed me in a restaurant, was playing jazz in the lobby of Kennedy Airport in New York City. And I could barely hear what he was saying, but I said, yeah, that's great because it's a Mexican-American border. And I wanted to be at the Latino-American border. So I came here, and the rest is my history at UTEP. I came initially for 5 years, and I stayed 50 years teaching at UTEP.
A lot of people have said that they don't just get an instructor. They get a storyteller, and you have some incredible stories to tell. But for the benefit of our listeners who may not have taken any of your classes, can you tell us a little bit about your subject material? I know it varies.
My teaching style was slightly different from average American instructor because I was obviously because of my history of my life and I survived work of terror of Nazi Germany in World War II. I gave them a lot of stories about how reality was. Really, there were two wars in Europe, which most of the people in the West don't realize. One is that in the Western Europe, on the Western Front, and to some extent in the Pacific, soldiers were fighting soldiers, whereas on Eastern Front against Poles and Russians and Ukrainians, Belarusians, there was extermination. They killed all of the Jews in Poland. 3 million Polish citizen Jews were killed. An additional 3 million Catholics, including my mother, were killed. 22% of the whole population of Poland. 6 million people were killed by the Nazis in 6 years of war. So that story is totally unknown in the United States. So obviously, over a long period of teaching at UTEP, I was also telling them about that to some extent. You know, Soviet Union lost, Russia lost 27 million people during World War II. And our country, USA, lost 407,000.
Beata, for people who have showed an interest, and I don't know why they wouldn't show an interest in this, is where can they pick up this book? Where can they get it?
Yeah, it is available already in internet and can be ordered in bookstores, can be ordered by Amazons also, or directly by the publisher. It is Brill Publisher. And if they put just my name or the title of this book, they will find it in internet without problem.
And I guess the question some might have is, what if I want it in Polish? Can I get it in Polish?
Yes, of course, you can. And I am sure it will be also delivered here to the United States.
We want to thank Dr. Anthony Kruszewski and Dr. Beata Halicka for the book, Borderlands Biography. And again, as Dr. Halicka mentioned, you can find the book online, wherever books are sold. The name of the book is Borderlands Biography, Z. Anthony Kruszewski, Wartime Europe and Postwar America. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTUP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Paul Castro. Our producer is Sam Cassiano. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.